Summer has a different rhythm, and all too often, that rhythm is chaos. But it is possible to put some structure to summertime that makes it good for everybody. We believe that you were made and equipped by God to be an amazing parent, even in the summer. We believe that you can do this, and we're here to help. I'm Lena Schuler, mom of one, soon to be two, and I'm joined by Chuck, father of three, and Kim, mother of five, and grandma of seven more. Today, we're talking about how to structure summer break, and I promise it won't stress you out. How do I create routine in the summer? What could that look like?
Yeah, just things that seem to have worked in our house for the summer, and I'll just say again, mostly led by my wife, who is kind of living this day in and day out. But yeah, she has, all of our kids had four core chores that they had to do, and they had a time by which they needed to do them, which was by 10 a.m. And at 10 a.m., they got their first bit of tech time. So the motivation for them was, I do my chores, and now I can get some tech time, which is great. Lunch, you know, trying to keep lunch at a consistent rhythm throughout the summer, not all the time, not always the same place, all of those things. But, you know, you're going to eat lunch around the same time.
Right.
So having a lunch rhythm. And then to your point, Kim, we really thought through weekly rhythms. And so one of the things we do is every Friday of summer, and quite frankly, many Sundays as well, we go to the same pool. In our, you know, in our, it's not in our community, it's a little bit of a drive, but it's a YMCA. We go to that pool all the time. And what that creates is not just the rhythm for our family, but quite frankly, you start to build community there.
Right.
You see the same families there who are also coming on a regular basis. You get to know the staff there. They get to know your kids. And that has been something that to this day, our kids love. And they know, and they can depend on, hey, we're all, that's what we do as a family on Friday. That's what we do. We go to the pool. And so I think those kinds of expected things are really, really helpful for your kids.
All right. If I take my kids to the pool, do I have to play in the pool the whole time with them?
No, you take a you have them take a friend. It is so worth the $5 guest fee for them to have a friend to play in the pool with.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Unless they're super young. I mean, like I have one. Yeah, one of us needs to be in the pool with her. Mm. And so we are. We're in the pool with her all the time that she's in the pool. But when it comes to our older boys, you are absolutely right. It is money well spent to have their friend come. And honestly, they'll go off and have their own experience for sometimes a couple of hours. We see them, but they're having a good experience. It's great.
Well, Chuck, you mentioned that a lot of your summer routine is really driven by Maria because she's home. Mm-hmm. As a full-time working parent with a full-time stay-at-home parent, how do you relieve Maria in the summers? How do you team up and what do you do together? What do you divide and conquer on? Tell me a little bit about how you guys go back and forth on that.
Yeah, I would start with saying this. I'm not always great. I don't always hit the mark on this. But when I'm at my best, I'm asking her and we're having conversations around how can I bless you over the course of a week? Thankfully, I don't work 7 days a week. So, you know, how can I bless you on my day off? What does that look like? And so we've gone through periods where when the kids were particularly young, the blessing for her was, I need you to take them away. I need you to go away with them or I'm going to go away. And that's what we did. And so I just knew those were my days to, you know, go to the museum center or go to a park or do something with the kids, go to the zoo. And I would do those things with our kids. But now for her, it really is, I want us to have family time. I want to know that we can count on you to be a part of a family experience that we're having. And so now that's what I do once a week, the pool being one of them. It's like, hey, you can count on it. This is what we're doing every Friday. I'm committed to this for our family. The other thing that I found to be really helpful in a way that for me worked is we come up with a family bucket list. And we do it for multiple seasons, but we do it in the summer for sure. And it's like, what are the experiences that we want to have over the course of the summer? What are the things we want to do, or you know, how many books we want to read, anything like that? And we kind of talk about that at a family dinner, and we put that up, and Maria will visually display that in some kind of colorful, creative way. And then as we're accomplishing things, we're checking them off the list. For me, one of the ways that I can bless her is she's kind of focused on the, I got to get day to day, you know? But I can then start to make plans and say, all right, great. But in June, these three things are happening, or we can make these work. And so I can take some responsibility for some of the bucket list items and plan those as different experiences that, you know, she just gets to come along and be a part of. But it's like, hey, we said we want to go to a farm. I found this farm. We're going to go to this farm and pick whatever the fruit is. And I'm the one running that. So I think that's been a way that I could also come alongside and feel like I'm supporting her.
Well, and I'm sure that feels like a blessing to her to know she has a teammate to help her with the kids in the summer, mm-hmm. and to know that you're taking ownership of some of the family fun. It doesn't all depend on her.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And I just think, you know, I mean, I know we have single parents who are listening to this. And if you don't have that teammate in another spouse, I would go back to what you said, Kim. That's a way to tag team with other people in your community, the fun uncle. Right. You know, my sister, for most of her children's upbringing, was a single mom. And one of the things that she would do, because I was like, you know, teenager, fairly responsible teenager at the time, with a lot of energy, is she was like, it really blesses me when you spend time with, she had two sons. And I mean, she knew, like, if it was a day where Uncle Chuck had the kids, man, I was going to bring them home unconscious. Like, I was gonna do as
wear
much as we
out.
Could, wear them out. And she knew she would be carrying them into the house with me because I ran them all day. And so maybe there are people in your family that can be a part of that. If you don't have a spouse as a teammate, you can find other people to be teammates.
Have you guys had... Have you guys depended on grandparents in the summer in a different way who are willing and able to help or be around for support?
Well, this is my lament. Both Maria and I, our parents have always, I have a father who's passed away, but my mom and Maria's mom, they live too far away. So mm-hmm. we don't have grandparents. I don't know if your story's been different, listeners, but I will just tell you, we have amazing community in this city. We have amazing people who are aunties and uncles to our kids, but you cannot replicate grandparents. I'm telling you, there's just nothing like grandparents. So we have actually felt the loss of that for our kids because we don't have somebody like that you can just fall back on. But if you do, you should be very thankful for them, and you should thank them if they want to be engaged in your kid's life.
Yeah. Well, and Kim, you are a grandparent now, so maybe mm-hmm. it looks more like your kids depending on you in different ways in the summer when kids are home from
yeah,
school.
Yeah, I think for us, we spend a lot of time, because all of my grandkids live in town, we spend a lot of time with them throughout the year. In the summer, we do different activities, but I don't know if there's much of a difference as far as the amount of time that we spend with them.
Yeah. So I work full time, and so does my husband. And so, you know, thinking about when we get to this phase in a couple years of having multiple kids that are in school and off for the summer, I right now, just thinking about it, I get excited going, oh, I'm going to have more bandwidth and more time with my kids because we don't get as much of it during the regular, you know, regular school year, regular year, both working full time. But I was talking to another working mom not long ago who was talking about her summers. And one of the things that she said that she did with her, she's four girls. Her parents live out of town, but every summer they send their kids to grandma's house for 2 weeks. And, you know, I know it's tough for working parents to figure out childcare during the school year, let alone when you've got them home
right.
all summer long. And so being able to figure out, do you have grandparents or family members that maybe live in a different city that would love to have your kids for a whole week at a time?
Yes.
If you can make the ask. I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask. And so she asked, and her parents were thrilled to get to take her kids for 2 weeks. And her kids viewed it as like summer camp. You know, they get
Absolutely.
To go be with grandma and grandpa. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm putting all of these things in my back pocket for a couple of years from now, and when we're going to have to face some of these things.
Well, and also, just as preschoolers and elementary kids are off for the summer, so are high schoolers. And high schoolers are amazing in the
good.
Summer. And even if it's a kid that maybe you're not sure that you want them going off with your kids, just to have them at your house and have them outside or take them to the park or go bike riding with them, teenagers are they're a great kind of person to have around during the summer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all in this parenting thing together. We'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, questions, and ideas. So reach out to us all over email at podcasts@crossroads.net. That's podcasts with an S. You Can Do This is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.